In the studio with me are a couple of guys I got to know in the last day or so. They are on a journey of 1,600 miles by covered wagon. With me are E.L. Smith and Chuck France from the Miami and Commerce, Oklahoma area. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting us be here.
We're glad to have you. So your journey started in Miami, Oklahoma, about October 1st, correct?
Yes, sir. On October 1st.
What's the purpose of your journey?
Well, we're traveling by covered wagon to get people to understand breast cancer don't take a time off. You know, everybody hollers October is the breast cancer month. Well, I don't see where breast cancer takes any time off. So why 1 month?
You have personal stories that motivated you to go on this journey. Would you share those with us? I believe you said your ex-wife is currently recovering from breast cancer.
She's a five-year survivor. We have a lot of friends that, you know, is going through it or been through it. Mr. France's wife died from cancer 5 years ago. We met a 17-year-old girl over in Republic, Missouri, that is going through cancer right now at 17. Can you imagine the devastation she's going through with all the peer pressure she's under anyhow for being a teenager? So we're traveling through Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and back into home. It's 1,658 miles, but we're trying to raise money for the Freeman Friends Helping Friend Mammogram Fund. That's where women can go out there if their insurance won't pay for it or they don't have any insurance. They can still get checked, because I'm going to tell you, getting it checked in the early stages is the only way you're going to beat it. And we're raising money for breast cancer research. But if everybody out here in the listening area would send in just $1, because I imagine y'all got more than a million listeners out there, if they'd send in $1, that's $1 million. We ain't asking everybody to pitch in hundreds and thousands of dollars. We're wanting everybody to send $1 in to the Freeman Foundation at 1102 West 32nd Street, Joplin, Missouri, 64804. The phone number is 417-347-1111, or they can send it to me at 11151 South 540 Road, Miami, Oklahoma, 74354. If they want more information, they can call me at 918-541-5428. Or if they see us on the side of the road, stop us. We'll be more than glad to stop and talk to them.
And you're easy to spot on the side of the road. Describe your mode of transportation for us.
We're on team and wagon. It's a covered wagon. It's got, this ride is to end breast cancer on the back of it, because we want to end it. If we can end breast cancer, we can end a lot of other cancers too. But mainly, you know, God tells us to help our neighbor. He says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's one of the first commandments. You know, if everybody start caring about each other, we can make a big difference. God gets the glory out of all this, because God has furnished everything we've needed. We started out, we was going to sleep on the side of the road. Not one night have we slept on the side of the road. God has always provided every place for us. Just like Mr. Jim Bigger up here at Walnut Ridge. The other night, it was dark. We was fixing to pull off. We pulled off at the Baptist Church up there at Oak Hill Baptist Church. And the community church there let us stay in the backyard. Sunday night, they invited us to the weenie roast and hayride.
Last night, your horses were housed in the Equine Center here at ASU, I understand.
Yes, sir.
We've got to talk about the horses just a moment, because they're part of the journey, too. They're your horses. You own the horses, right?
Yes, sir.
And you, in fact, you have a farm in Oklahoma, or I guess the word is ranch, and you have about 80 horses, you say?
Yes, sir. I rescue horses, because no animal needs to be abused or starved, but ASU, we was coming down the road, and you got up there and made it possible for us to stay out here at ASU Equine Center.
Well, they were glad to have you, and I'm going to take you guys back out there in a while. I'm going to get to meet your horses, and we'll have some pictures, by the way, Jonathan, to put on our website. I'll take some iPhone pictures of their names are Dick and Marie. Dick and Marie.
They're brother and sister.
Okay, and you've had them about 3 years. Right. Okay. And you built your wagon, I understand.
Yes, sir. Just for this trip.
How long have you planned this trip?
We was going to leave last year, but both of us fell due to heart problems. And
my goodness.
God gave us the grace and the good health this year for us to do it.
May I ask your age? Now, you're not a woman.
I'm old.
You shouldn't be offended. Okay. All right. I'm talking with E.L. Smith, who's part of a 1,600-mile horse and wagon journey, and also Chuck France. Chuck, how did you get encouraged or coerced into taking part in this journey?
Well, every family nowadays in time, it seems like cancer is so big and stuff, has some type of dealings with it through cousins, aunts, uncles, immediate loved ones, or whatever. But cancer's got so big, it's affected almost every family in America. It's affected my family. I lost my wife after 30 years to cancer. It wasn't breast cancer, but it was still cancer. So when Mr. Smith got to talking to me about this, I was kind of undecided about it at first, because I don't know, I guess that's the human in me. I didn't want to give up my luxuries. But then I got to thinking about what it was for and how much it meant, so I decided to board on and come along.
And you guys are basically neighbors, or you live near each other in Miami, Oklahoma?
We probably live a couple miles apart.
Okay. How long have you known EL?
3 years, probably.
Okay. And so you decided to give up your luxuries for an amount of time to make this journey, and you guys are wagon buddies.
Yes, we sleep in the wagon, eat in the wagon. We talk. About the only thing we got is like cell phones, and then we bought a little old radio, try to listen to the news every once in a while, especially on storms, because we never know where we're going to be at or what the next day's going to bring.
EL, have you had any adverse weather along the way, or has it been mostly nice fall weather?
Well, we've had a few storms, but like I'm saying, you know, God provides, because when we got up there and had a storm coming through with tornadoes in it, some folks stopped to make a donation, and all of a sudden they says, "Hey, where are you going to stay tonight in a storm?" I said, "Well, we're going to bunker down behind one of these hills." They got on their cell phones and called around and found us a barn to get into, to where we'd be safe.
I've been speaking with E.L. Smith and Chuck France, who are going to be leaving Jonesboro in the next day or so, heading to Truman, where you're supposed to spend the night in Truman tonight, I believe, at an arena, and then on down to Memphis.
Yes, sir. Going to go to Memphis and then go on down to New Orleans, down 51 Highway. When we get to New Orleans, we're going to go by JDM Ministries, and then we're going to go across to Houston, Dallas, and then back into Oklahoma.
It's been great to talk with you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in the station this morning.
Thank you for having us.
For KESU News, I'm Mike Doyle.